part, was the vote a surprise to you?
Not really. I think the odds were against this whole preposterous thing from the start, simply because, as we discovered with the Sacramento issue and the attempt to bring the NBA back to Seattle and Key Arena, leagues do not like to move teams. And the NHL did not want to move out of the greater Phoenix area. And they intimidated Glendale into capitulating in a deal that I think is terrible for the city, because Glendale has to subsidize the NHL team to the tune of $15 million a year, and the team is going to try to kick back somewhere around $6 to $8 million of that from revenue streams. Whether they do or not is anyone's guess, but it's a bad deal either way for Glendale. Either they lose the team or they subsidize the team at cost to the taxpayers, just straight-out revenue streams that they have to dedicate to a pro sports team. And frankly, I think that's terrible, and I think it worked out, you know, poorly either way.
It was a close vote, so there was some speculation that it could happen and a different group of buyers could have the team and try to move it to Seattle.
Right. The real opportunity was there if the vote went against keeping the team, because Seattle was ready, according to Chris Hansen. I'm not sure how ready Seattle would have been, because Key Arena seats only 11,000 people for pro hockey. That would have meant that the new owners of the Coyotes would have lost a ton of money, operating losses, for the first 2 or 3 years before Hansen completed his Soto Arena plan. So, you know, I just thought that was kind of a dubious proposition. I think now, without the pressure on, a much better deal can be struck by both the NHL and Seattle, if the opportunity presents, than this deal in such haste for the fall winter sports calendar. It wouldn't have worked out well.
Is this a double blow for Hansen after he lost his bid to buy and relocate the NBA's Sacramento Kings to Seattle?
I think so, but a secondary one. I don't think the NHL was certainly his priority. The NBA was, and that one hurt, because he put $625 million on the table, and the NBA said, no, your money's not good here, pal. That wasn't what he at all envisioned, and the NHL thing was an opportunity to keep momentum going for the memorandum of understanding that he struck with the city of Seattle and King County. That was a real achievement, to get politicians to sign off on a deal that required a $200 million contribution from city and county if both teams showed up. And it's not dead. It's not going away. The MOU lasts for 5 years. But it would have been a real momentum builder if Hansen had pulled off at least one of the teams, and both would have been a substantial coup. But now it's going to be zero, at least for next fall.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.